सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् तपोविच्छिन्नपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिनां मुमुक्षूनामपेक्षोऽयं आत्मबोधो विधीयते
So in verse number 57, we saw last time, Atat vyabhriti rupena vedantai lakchate abhyam akhandanandam ekam yat tat brahme brahme iti avadharayet. So how we can reach that Brahman? Atat vyabhriti lakchan. What is this Atat vyabhriti lakchan? By the process of negation. Not this, not this, not this, this. And ultimately, when you negate the whole world, whole OET, then what remains? What remains is your consciousness, Brahman, your Atman. And you cannot negate that. So, atad vyabhriti rupena, you have to, by the process of negation, you can reach there. Where it is written? Vedantai. In Vedanta, in Upanishad it is written. Upanishad lakshate, they indicate. How to reach there? How is that? Abhyam. Abhyam means imperishable. There is no modification in that. Abhyam. How is that? Akhanda ananda. Akhanda ananda. Homogeneous bliss, infinite bliss. Akhanda ananda. Ekam. It is one. What is the definition of ekam? Sanskrit definition? Kya ho gaya? Swajatiya? You have to remember all this. Ekam means what? Swajati, vijati, swagat, ved, raitam. Yat tad brahma iti avadharet. That is Brahman. So you can reach there by the process of negation. Then what is this akhanda ananda? It is said, akhanda ananda rupasya tasya ananda labhasita brahmadyant taratamena bhavanti anandina akhila. Akhanda ananda rupasya, this akhanda ananda rupasya, this homogeneous infinite bliss, tasya ananda love asrita, of that homogeneous bliss, love, one particle. On that one particle of that bliss is sufficient for Brahma Adi Taratamena. Brahma Adi, from Brahma to all, you can say, unicellular beings. Only a particle of that Akhandana is sufficient for all the people to be happy in present, in past, and in future. Tartamyana, they get in proportion. What is their tartamyana? We have already seen the many beings with one sense organ, two sense organs, three sense organs, four sense organs, five sense organs, and the human beings are with intellect. All of them are enjoying that. Bhavanti anindana akhila. Akhila means all. They become happy with that. Only little bit, a fraction of even of a drop, is sufficient for all of us. Then we come to slok number 59.
Taduktam akhilam vastu.
Tadyuktam akhilam vastu.
Vyavaharas chidanvitah.
Vyavaharas chidanvitah.
Tasmat sarvagatam brahma.
Asma sarvagatam brahma.
Kshire sarpiri vakhile.
Kshire sarpiri vakhile.
Tadyuktam akhilam vastu. Vyavaharas chidanvitah. Tasmat sarvagatam brahma. Kshire sarpiri vakhile.
Tad yuktam akhilam vastu, tad yuktam akhilam vastu, that ananda roop, how is present everywhere? Akhilam vastu, akhilam means all, vastu means object. Tad yuktam means it pervades all objects. So one of the quality of Brahman is that it pervades all objects. Akhilam vastu, akhilam all, vastu objects. Then path to vyavaharas tad vanvitah. Vyavahar means transaction, interaction. Whenever we transact or interact with the people, what is needed? In all vyavahar, if you want to see that all jnanendriya, karmendriya, mind, intellect functions, we need consciousness. Is it not so? So Brahman chit part is needed to transact with the world. For vyavahar, for transaction, tad anvitaha. Anvitaha means it is gone everywhere. You need that. Anvitaha. Like clay is gone in all pots. Anvitaha. In the last class, we studied anvaya vyatirek. Anvaya means present. Vyatirek means absence. Anvaya vyatirek. Anvaya. Suppose you are sitting and you are invited in a dinner, and dinner is served to you. There is a dal, there is a sabji, there is chole, then paneer matar. So what is anvaya in that? What is that common thing which is you will find in all of them? In dal, in sabji, in alu, in gobi matar, or palak paneer, huh? Salt. Salt is in each one item. What is vyatirek? Dal is not alu. Alu is not paneer. Paneer is not palak. Vyatirek, absent. Got it? Anvay. Similarly, in all our transactions, he is present. Whether you are seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, thinking, whatever you are doing, it is there. Tasmat sarvagata brahman. Tasmat, therefore, Brahman permeates or pervades everything. It all objects and all transactions. All actions happen because of his presence only. Therefore, he is sarvagata, pervades everything. How? Then a beautiful example is given. Chire sarpir iv akhile. Chire, chire means? Mill. Sarpi means? Sarpi means water. Sarpi means? Not sarpa. Sarp and sarpi, two are different. Sarp means snake. Rajju and sarpa. But here it is written sarpi, butter, butter, like butter pervades the milk. Iva akhile, akhile means in the whole milk, it is, butter is everywhere, is it not so? In the milk, butter is there. Can you see butter? You can't see. Similarly, when you are seeing the whole world, can you see Brahman, the substrata? No. Beautiful example, na? From our day to day. Like in the milk, you can't see butter. Similarly, in the all nam roop, you can't see Brahman. But Brahman pervades each and every object, and Brahman is there in each and every vyavahar, in each and every transaction. Okay, how can you see butter and milk? You have to churn. Either you churn milk or you set it to yogurt, put the culture, make it yogurt, and then churn. Acha, after churning, what happens? It floats. The butter floats. You take out the butter. Now, even if you try to mix it again in the milk, you cannot do it. Can you do it? You can't do it. You cannot do it. Similarly, in order to find that Brahman, what we have to do? You have to also churn. What churning? What? Churning your mind. Why mind? Because we have seen the address, local address of Atman is, or the Brahman is, our mind. So we have to churn our mind. How do you churn your mind? Have you heard the word Arni Manthan? Arni Manthan, it came in verse number 42. Arni Manthan. In earlier time, they used to produce fire with two cups of softwood and with a rod inside. Then they pressed both cups and churn it to produce the fire. And with that fire, they used to start their yajna. Similarly, it is said that we also have to churn our mind. In our mind, there are two things. One is ego, and another is higher self. Lower ego and higher self. In mind itself is the idam vritti. In mind itself is the jeev vritti, which is aham vritti. It is a thought. And in the mind itself, there is self also. So how to churn? You need a rod. What is that rod? Aham Brahmasmi is the rod. So continuously churning that rod means continuously thinking Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. Then the lower ego will vanish. What will remain? The higher self will remain. The churning is to done. Mahatmas eat butter. And when you take out the butter, what is the remaining thing called? Buttermilk. If you travel from Vijayawada onward to South India, they all sell you buttermilk in pouch, 200 ml. Not butter, only buttermilk. Then who drinks buttermilk? We agyanis drink buttermilk. And Mahatmas? They eat. What is this butter? This butter is Brahmananda. And Agyani, they take what? Buttermilk. Vishayananda. They are happy with the Vishaya, petty things. Like buttermilk. Brahmananda, Vishayananda. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say that one should go into a solitary place and churn his mind, take out the butter. Take out the butter means know who are you. Once you come to know who are you, after that you come to the world. Now you will never forget who are you. Like the butter can never be mixed in the milk. It will remain separate. Similarly, by churning we come to know that who am I. Once you come to know that, your job is done. Then you come in this world and play. Enjoy. You will never forget your own true nature, your true identity. And who was Lord Krishna? He was Navaneet Chor, not milk chor. He was not Doodh Chor. He used to climb and get the butter. Navaneet Chor. So, So in the milk, if you want to see the butter with open eye, you cannot see. Similarly, with the open eye, you cannot see the substratum of this whole Naam Roop world. You can see it with the third eye. That is that third eye, eye of wisdom. You will come to know. So how this Brahman is pervading all Naam Roop, all objects? You know it very well. Ignorance, principle of existence. The whole world is pervaded by that Lord, that Brahman, by principle of existence. And all our actions are because of His presence in us. Who is giving sentience to body? Body is inert. Organ of perception, organ of action, mind, intellect, they are all inert things, made of inert material. Subtle equipment made from the subtle material and the gross equipment made from the gross material. All are inert only, but who is giving sentience? That Atman, that Satchidanand, that Brahman is giving us the sentience. So somebody asked Raman Maharshi, can you show me Atman? He said, yes, the force which is moving this finger is Atman. So without the presence of consciousness, you cannot move even a finger. So if you are able to see, hear, think, touch, taste, that means that Atman is present here. But it is not seen like butter in the milk. Brahman is not seen like butter in the milk. There is a story. There was a king. How to do the Brahma Vichara? There was a king. He asked his minister 3 questions and gave him 7 days time. If you don't answer, you will be killed. And this fellow was very worried, went home, and his cook saw, today master is worried, what happened? He asked master, what happened? The king has asked me 3 questions, and if I don't answer within 7 days, then he will kill me. And the questions were related to Adhyatma, spirituality, it's not worldly questions. So the question number is, where is God? Why don't I see Him? And third is, what is He doing now? The cook said, why are you worried? I will go there and answer all these 3. You don't worry. So on the appointed day, the cook goes there and introduces himself that I am the cook of minister and I will give answer to all of that. If I can't give answer, then you can hang me on his behalf. Ready. Okay. So he said, before giving you answer to these questions, because I am guru, you are shishya, so you come down from your throne, you sit down, I will sit on the throne. Are you interested to know the answer of the question? The king said, yes. The cook sat on the throne. Question number 1. Where is God? The cook said to one of his assistants, okay, bring a lamp and kept it there in the hall and asked the king, where is the light? He said, on all sides. You cannot say the light is only on the east, there is not in the west, or on the north, it is not in the south, it is not up, it is everywhere the light is there. Simply God is everywhere. Second question, he said, why don't I see Him? He brought in one vessel, some milk, and said, can you see butter in this? No. I can't see butter. But is butter there or not? King said, yes, butter is there. To see that butter, you need eye of wisdom. With this eye, you can't see. But butter is there, you have to see. Then what he is doing now? He said, where am I sitting? On the throne. Where are you sitting? this is what is God is doing. It is your throne. You are supposed to sit here. But just know what God has done. I, being the cook, a servant of your minister, I am sitting on the throne and you are sitting on the floor. So tad yuktam akhilam vastu. So everything in the world is yukta, pervaded by that. A man converted his whole family into atheist. And he wrote on the whiteboard, God is nowhere. And asked his young son, read. He read, God is now here. Nowhere. What is the spelling of nowhere? N-O-W. Now. Here. So the father is saying God is nowhere and the son is saying God is now here. So God is everywhere. In chapter 15 we find utkramantam sitam vapi bhunjan va gunvanitam vimudha nan upasyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusa. At the time of living body also that consciousness is there. Because of the presence of consciousness, the Udan Vayu takes the subtle body out of the gross body. Utkramantam. Sthitam, while you are in this body, because of his presence, we are all existing. Sthitam, Vapi Bhunjan, experiencing Sabdas Parsa Ruparas Gandha, it is all happening because of his presence. Gunanvitam, identified with the guna, we experience sukh, dukh in the mind also. Gunanvitam. Vimura nanupasyanti, those who are deluded, those who are roaming into the OET, they are not able to see. Pasyanti jnana chakshusa, one who has got the jnana chakshu, he can see. Same thing written in Bhagavad Gita also. We can understand this way also. Brahman was there alone before Srishti. Because the creation comes and goes. Creation stays for some time, then creation dissolves. Srishti, Pralaya. Srishti, Pralaya, this cycle continuously goes on. And Brahman is present. In the beginning, there was nobody else. So if the Srishti comes, so where from the Srishti is coming? Who is the cause of that Srishti? Brahman, because only one thing was present, therefore the cause. And we all know, effect is nothing but cause in different form. If you are seeing the effect, effect is the Jagat, and Jagat, who is the cause of that Jagat? Cause of Jagat is Brahman, therefore this Jagat is nothing but Brahman in different form. This chair is also Brahman, but it has got a different form. Why? It has got existence, it has got isness. Whiteboard, blackboard, table, chair, clock, light, house, street, everything is Brahman and he has taken a different form. That's all. Each and everything, Satchidanand is there. Therefore, he is Sarvagatam Brahma. But you cannot see him by this chakshu. 60.
Ananvasthulamahraswam. Ananvasthulamahraswam. Adhirgam majamavvayam. Adhirgam majamavvayam. Arupagunavarnakyam, Arupagunavarnakyam, Tadbrahmetyabhadharayet, Tadbrahmetyabhadharayet, Ananvasthulamahraswam, Adhirgam vajamavvayam, Arupagunavarnakyam, Tadbrahmetyabhadharayet.
Again, atat vyavriti lakshan is used here to ascertain Brahman. What is atat vyavriti lakshan? By process of negation. Atat, which is not that. Brahman is that, Atat, which is not that. Avatat vyapriti, by negation, by negating all that which is not that, is Atat vyapriti lakshan. Ananu, anu means subtle than subtle, we can say particle and an atom. And when you put a before that, that means it is not even subtle. Ananu is Brahman, like an atom, very subtle. Well, no. Then it must be very big size, jumbo size, Virat. Asthulam, it must be sthul then, gross. Well, no. It is not subtler than subtlest. It is not sthul, it is not gross. It is not subtle, it is not gross. Ahrasam, ahrasam, like a dwarf. Like in our home, we keep bonsai. Lemons in the bonsai, oranges in bonsai. Is bonsai size? No. Then adhirgam, no, adhirgam. Very tall, very long, no. So it is not subtle, it is not gross, it is not short, it is not long. These are all adjectives for an object, of a roop, of a form. If you want to describe a form, then you can say this is small, this is subtle, this is gross, this is small, this is long. This way we describe an object. But how is Brahman? It indicates a rupa. All these four are the adjectives for the rupa. If you want to describe a rupa, rupa means form. Then you can say, this is subtle, this is gross, this is short, this is long. This way we explain or describe it. But the Brahman has got no rupa, no form. Then somebody may say, Akashvat, like the sky. Sky is most pervasive. It is subtlest among all five great elements. But subtler than Akash is that Atman and Brahma. Nirgun Nirakar. Okay. Then it is said, Ajam, it is not born. How do you prove it is not born? I think a couple of classes ago we were discussing that he is not born. How do we prove it? Prak abhav, yes. So absence is also a fourth type. Prak abhav, pradhvansa abhav, anyonya abhav and atyantik abhav. So ajam, if I want to prove that he is not born, how do I prove? The moment you say Brahman was born on 1-1-2018, it was not there before, I will ask you who saw, who knows that he was not there. When you are saying he was not there, somebody must have experienced the absence of Brahman prior to 1-1-2018. Some Chetan Tattva, some sentient being must have seen it. Otherwise, how can you say it was not there? Therefore, ajam. Abhyam. Abhyam means what? Vyay means to spend. There is no modification in that. There is no change in that. That is abhyam. Abhyam means sat vikar rahitam. Sat vikar rahitam. What is sat vikar? Six modifications. Viparinamate. Apakshiyate vinasyatiti. These six modifications are not there. Another thing is written in Bhagavad Gita. jatasya hi dhruvo mrityu. Moment I say the Brahman is born, then he will be subject to death. Anything which is born will definitely die. But Brahman will is not born, so there is birthless, deathless. Then it is said, arupa, guna, varna, akhyam. Four things. Arupa, it has got no form. Aguna, there is no gun. In Brahman, there is no gun, nirgun, no qualities. If you say, you always say Satchidanand, Satchidanand, only at your level is Satchidanand. He is not even Satchidanand also. For our understanding, we are taking the help of these indicators to reach there. But he is without even gun also. Varna, avarna, no color, no species, no jati, no Brahman, Kshatri, Vaisya, Shudra, Kala, Pila, no. Why? Because Kala, Pila all relates to Upadhi conditioning. Brahman, Kshatri, Vaisya, Shudra, all related to body, and he is without body, that we have studied in Ishavasya Upanishad. That he is without gross body, without subtle body and causal body. He is nirgun nirakar, akhyam, without a name. But you always say Brahma. The meaning of the Brahman is brihatvat iti Brahma. One which is big is Brahman. So really it is adjective, it is not a name. Varnakyam. So what is the inference? So he is not Rupa, Varna, Guna and Naam. He is not a Roop. You don't see in a Roop, in a form. No Guna, no qualities, no Varna, no Jati and no Naam, no name also. Therefore the inference is anything which you see with a form, with a quality, with a name and Jati is not Brahman. Wow. He is a rupa, a guna, a jati, a varna, and akhyam, no name. So anything which has got a name, or a jati, or varna, or a rupa, or guna, is not Brahman. So chair has got a roop. Chair is not Brahman. What is Brahman in the chair? Isness is there. The form is subject to modification, it will die. Very good. So how do you reach there? By the process of neti neti, you reach there. It is not anu, not stool, not rasva, not dirga. What is the idea behind it? Idea behind it, don't try to conceptualize Brahman. Don't put in your intellect and try to make it small, big, this, that. No, don't conceptualize that Brahman is like that. It can never become the object of your intellect. Don't conceptualize. One who is knowing this, sthula, sukshma, dirgha, rasva, is Brahman. The knower of these things is Brahman. He is the ultimate knower. Anything can be described in five ways. Jati, guna, kriya, naam, sambandha. Likh lo, kahin nahi milega. Anything can be described only in five ways. Jati, guna, kriya, naam, sambandha. Like we take an example, a human being, manusya. We have given a name, naam. What is the jati? Then he says he is a Brahman. What is the kriya of Brahman? Samdam. or teaching, it is kriya. And then comes sambandha. What is sambandha? He is my uncle. My relationship, uncle, living being. Take the example of chair, another. One is sentient, we have taken, a human being. Human being has a form, therefore we say he is a manushya. Then we have got a jati. He is Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. What is his kriya? The kriya Brahman is Samudam or he is his teacher. What is the sambandha? Sambandha is my related to me, he is my uncle. Now take example of a chair. What is the name? Chair. What is roop? It has got four legs, one seat, one back. It's a roop. What is the kriya? It gives us comfort to sit on it. Kriya. And sambandha, it is my nature, it is my chair. What is jati? It is furniture. Jati. It is furniture. But we can't explain Brahman with that. With these five things, we cannot explain Brahman. Jati, gun, kriya, naam, sambandha, not applicable to Brahman. In Mundak Upanishad, it is a yattat adresham, agrayam, agotram, avarnam, achachu sotram, tadapanipadam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susushmam, yad bhutayonim, paripasyanti, dhira. Paripasyanti, dhira. Dhira means the wise people, they see. But how is he? Adrisham, invisible. Like a butter in the milk, you cannot see him, invisible. Agrayam, ungraspable. Agotram, unoriginated. There is no origin of that Brahman. It is causeless cause. Never ask who is the father of Brahman. Causeless cause. How do you prove that? There is no cause of Brahman. Because Brahman is infinite. If I say there is a cause of Brahman, that also has to be finite or infinite? You cannot have two infinite. The moment two infinite becomes, what happens? They become finite. And anything which is finite is changing, perishable and subject to death. Therefore, he is causeless cause. Agotram, avarnam, attributeless, no gun in that. Achakshusrotram, no eyes and ear. Tad apanipadam, no hands and legs. No organs of perception, no organs of action. Eternal, nityam. What is the definition of nityam? Sadvikar raitam, no six modification in that. Nityam. Vibhum, full of manifestation. Sarvagatam, all pervading. Susuchmam, subtlest than subtle. Yad, bhutayonam, it is the source of all bhutayoni. Yoni means is the womb of all creation. Yad, bhutayonim. That is Brahman. Achha. In Tapovan Satkam also it comes, asabdam asparsam arupavach tatharasam nityam agandavach. It is not sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Very good. So Baudha Dharma went up to that. Is there any Brahman? They said, no, it is Sunya. If you go beyond the mind, according to the Bodh Dharma, it is only Sunya. And Bodh Dharma people, they say that Shankaracharya was Prachanna Bodha. He has borrowed the things from us. He is actually Buddha. But there is a difference between Bodh Dharma and Vedanta. The difference is that the Vedanta says, who saw that sunya? Bauddha dharma says that if you go beyond mind, what is there? It's void, sunya, kuch nahi hai. Vedanta says, who is seeing that sunya? The one who is seeing that sunya is Brahman. There are different philosophies. It's not that all philosophies, they accept our Vedanta. Jain, Bauddha dharma, Charvak, some of the philosophies, they don't believe. But we believe that the Vedas are the praman, the source or means of knowledge for knowing Brahman. Because Atindriya vishe Veda pramana. Many people don't believe that the substratum of the world is Brahman. Charvak says, humko dikhao pehle, tab hum bhi vishwas karenge. And they give a very beautiful example. But they are only inert things, you know. When they mix up, and then they become sentient, automatic. And beautiful example is the paan. Bitter leaf is green, you put white lime on that, then brown katha on that, then you chew it, it becomes red. Similarly, these five great elements, when they interact with each other, they become sentient. There are different philosophies, different people say different way.
Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hi Om